Now, when the Chancellor delivered his pre-budget report yesterday, there was one figure he didn't mention, the £40 million a year that he won't have to pay the United States as of the end of 2006. He can keep the money because this is the last month that the British Treasury has to make a repayment to the American government for money borrowed under the Lend-Lease Act. More than 60 years ago, during the darkest days of the Second World War and before the United States joined the fighting, it gave an almost bankrupt Britain billions of pounds worth of weapons, ammunition and raw materials. We've been repaying them ever since. But as our economics correspondent Jonty Bloom reports, it was probably worth it because Lend-Lease was vital to the war effort.
The Blitz, and in the darkest days of the Second World War, Britain stood alone. But while we survived the Luftwaffe's bombs and the U-boats' attempts to starve us into submission, there was another threat that could have knocked us out of the war. We were running out of money, and without it we couldn't afford to buy the weapons, material, or even the food that we needed to keep going. By 1940, we were placing orders at American factories for essential war supplies, with no idea how we were going to pay for them. But then, in early 1941, President Roosevelt got the Lend-Lease Act through Congress.
We must be the great arsenal of democracy. For us, this is an emergency as serious as war itself.
Lend-Lease enabled the president to sell or even give weapons, equipment, food and raw materials to whoever he chose on whatever terms he wanted. And FDR grabbed the opportunity with both hands. He practically gave away 5% of all America's economic production year after year. At the Imperial War Museum in London, Terry Charman showed me one of the tanks that Britain received as a result.
We're standing in front of a General Grant tank, and of course the other tank, the most famous one, was the General Sherman tank.
How many tanks like this did they give us under Lend-Lease?
In excess of 20,000. Basically, the Americans gave to Britain under Lend-Lease about £13 billion worth of supplies. Predominantly war supplies like the General Grant tank and the Sherman tank, but also powdered egg, that type of thing which people remember, Spam. These things came under Lend-Lease. Now, £12-13 billion then, if you multiply that by 20 times, that gives you today's figure.
The two biggest recipients of Lend-Lease material were Britain and Russia, which needed the help even more than we did, and all of it was free. In effect, America supplied the tools, and we and the Russians did the fighting. And according to Professor Warren Kimball of Rutgers University, that was how President Roosevelt sold the idea in the first place.
He presented the image, two images. One, that Britain is fighting against an enemy that threatens our civilization. Now, this was not a desire to go to war, because the second thing is, if we can help Britain, then we won't have to go to war.
Of course, in the end, America did enter the war and helped to turn the tide.
The BBC is out of service. There is a special bulletin read by John Smith. D-Day has come.
Lend-Lease continued throughout the war, but then in 1945, President Truman abruptly ended it. And that's why, says Professor Mark Harrison of Warwick University, we are only now getting round to paying our debts.
Truman ordered the cessation of Lend-Lease on the day the Japanese surrendered. What that meant was that at the moment that it came to an end, quite a substantial quantity of stores and materials was either in transit or in storage. That had to be paid for. When we look at Britain's debt from Lend-Lease, we're looking at only about 2% of the total value of the aid that Britain got from America during the war. Under the terms that were later agreed, Britain had to pay it back over 50 years at a very privileged interest rate, only 2%. And in fact, Britain also had the right to defer payment whenever it wanted. So that's why the actual repayments are stretched over not 50, but 60 years.
And that final payment of $83 million will be made on the 31st of December. For Britain, it's been a very good deal, but the Americans did rather well out of it as well. Lend-Lease boosted their economy, and by keeping Britain and Russia in the fight, much reduced eventual American casualties. And in return, Britain paid for American bases here, and even gave the United States all our research on the atom bomb. So though it wasn't an unselfish act, Winston Churchill's verdict on Lend-Lease in 1941 still captures the essence of just how vital it was to us.
The Lend-Lease Bill must be regarded without question as the most unsordid act in the whole of recorded history.
And that report on Lend-Lease was by Jonty Bloom. You're listening to The World Tonight with Claire Balderson.